A Taste of Fame. My family always supported me when I began my artistic career. They came to recognize that music was more than just a game for me. Seeing that I was so passionate about it, they encouraged me to follow it. And that alone gave me a lot of strength. The simple fact that they believed in me gave me a lot of security and nourished my self-esteem. This is why it was no surprise to them when I started doing television commercials in Puerto Rico at the age of 9. One day, an ad ran in the newspaper saying, "Agency seeking talent for TV commercials." My father read it and asked me, "What do you think?" I thought it was a great idea, so I answered, "Let's do it, Papi. Let's go." That very Saturday, we went to the audition. The audition was just to see if the head of the agency would even accept me. And from that moment on, I would start going out on auditions for the actual television commercials. They stood me in front of a camera, asked what my name was, my age, and which school I attended, and honestly, I don't remember what else. I suppose they had me act or read something. Maybe they gave me a small scene, the typical things they have you do at an audition. What I do remember well is that I felt very confident. I wasn't nervous at all. When I finished, I returned home, and just days later, I was called up again for my first audition. The first commercial I did was for a soft drink. It was 4 days of shooting, 4 intense days, because they would start at 6 a.m. and end late in the afternoon. Unfortunately, I never got to see the commercial because it was for the U.S. Latino audience in Mexico. But what I do recall is that at the end of it all, they paid me $1,300. And that wasn't all. Every 6 months, I would receive another check for $900, residuals. It was an amazing job. I was doing something I genuinely enjoyed, and on top of it all, I was getting paid well. I couldn't have imagined anything better. A whole new world had opened itself to me. Many more commercials would soon follow. One for a toothpaste, one for a fast food restaurant. One commercial would lead to the next one, and the next one, and the next. Once I was in the game, the opportunities started cropping up. And in a year and a half, I had done 11 commercials, which I know, thanks to my father, who has them all written down. It was so long ago that if it were not for his meticulous record-keeping, I would never be able to remember them all. I had a lot of success doing commercials, and after a while, I started to become recognized in the field. Since I already had experience and I loved being in front of the cameras, the producers were always inclined to cast me, and that, of course, kept giving me even more confidence and experience. Those commercials gave me my first brush with fame. When I'd walk down the street, sometimes I'd hear people say, "There's the kid from such and such commercial," or, "Look, there's the boy from that soft drink ad." In those days, I got a kick out of being recognized. Since back in the day, televisions had no remote controls, people had to sit through the commercials, unlike now, when we can simply switch the channel from the comfort of our sofa. This is why people started to recognize me more and more with each commercial, and I have to admit that I liked it. Today, there are moments when it's hard for me to find even a moment of peace and tranquility to go sit in a park or play a game of pool with my friends. People recognize me, and this means I have to sacrifice certain things that for other people are normal, like eating at a restaurant, going for a walk, strolling on the beach. Not because I don't want to do them, but because in doing them, I don't find the peace and tranquility I seek. And even so, I do them anyway, but I can never be anonymous. Anonymity is something I oftentimes miss. But the truth is that fame has brought me so many other blessings that I have no complaints. At the end of the day, it's part of my work, and it's therefore something I enjoy. Most people are kind and friendly, and most of them respect my right to privacy. It always feels good to hear someone tell me that I mean something to them, whether it's because one of my songs helped them find love or because they enjoyed one of my concerts. That's all very important to me because it's the reason why I do what I do. I like giving people a little bit of joy, and I enjoy myself in the process. Fame is a curious phenomenon. When you have it, there's so much you can do with it. It's not just about people recognizing you in the street or about the photographers taking pictures of you. Fame is also a tool that, if you know how to handle it well, can serve to reach millions and millions of people to convey a message by communicating and connecting with them. That's something I try not to forget. Of course, a lot of sacrifices must be made for the sake of fame, on both a personal and a professional level. But at the end of the day, what matters is knowing how to use it for what's truly important.